Happy birthday to David Lee. 98 KUPD's David Lee turned 75 years old yesterday.
It's Phallic Man's birthday, huh?
Jeez.
Phallic Man. I like that. And I had birthday cake and lots of treats. What do I get for my birthday? Tickets to go see Korn and Wrangler jeans.
He gets a nice ice cream cake.
An ice cream cake. I wonder if you had to say that. I thank you for this great gift of ice cream cake from Farrell's.
We had to find the Farrell's. He loves it there.
Delicious. The zoo.
Swinging at the pinata.
Brought to you by. His whole life is that. Welcome back to my birthday celebration. Let's go to the fireside chats here. Quickly, tell me who's on the line. We've got to go fast.
We got Peyton on line one.
Peyton, our switcherooer.
Yes.
Peyton, how far along are we in the penis removal plan?
Well, saving up takes a while, so not much further than when we last talked.
Do you want to start a GoFundMe?
I've thought about it.
Well, why don't we put it up there for you and see what the KUPD listeners are willing to give so you remove your wiener?
Okay.
All right. Let's get that done. We'll get Peyton some information.
Richard!
And we'll have Richard put that together for you, and we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll try to fund this thing for you. So you're still – how much do you have saved right now? That's not a good answer. That's a bad answer.
Yeah, it's not. It is a bad answer. Well, because, there's other things in life you got to be – careful about, right? Like, I can't just throw everything I've got at it and then have no emergency fund.
Dave Ramsey?
Man, you're willing to cut your dick off, but you're worried about an emergency fund. Yeah, he's got Dave Ramsey brain and a dick he doesn't want. This is one of them quad lemmas you were talking about.
Priorities.
Right?
Man, yeah, because you're prioritizing your bills over the hatred of your own penis.
And it comes down to rice and beans. Yeah. Beans and rice.
Yeah. Cut back on some stuff. I'm sure you're buying some flamboyant gowns and stuff. You don't need those yet either. You probably have bras.
I just don't want to be one of those transgender chicks that ends up on the streets of Phoenix and homeless, I got the boobs, but I have no hope.
Yeah, but you'll have a vagina. If you're homeless with a vagina, you're not trying.
Transgender or otherwise, that's a good goal.
A vagina is basically like house keys.
Carte blanche.
Yeah, you get a house when you have one. If you use it right, you get a house.
Some women
use it right. They get two or three houses from two or three different guys. That's ridiculous. Okay, so don't worry about being homeless. But how much money do you have saved towards the operation? Just give me a number.
$3,000.
And it costs how much?
Well, a grand total with the top and bottom is $35,000.
No, you're not. You're going to be a man for a long time. You might as well just accept that you're going to be tugging on that thing and standing a pee for the next 10 years. $3,000.
So what's the priority between the two? What costs less and which one do you want more?
Between the top and bottom?
Yeah, between the top and the bottom.
Yeah, what would you rather have? A tight honey hole or a pair of cans?
Really?
Because then I would, because I told you about the breastworms, right?
Breastworms?
What?
The breastworms in the pictures that I sent you guys.
Oh, yes,
right?
yes.
Yeah.
He had the forms. Remember the pictures? He had the breastworms. Yeah, he's not saying worms. Yeah, I thought he said worms too.
Yeah. I'm like, what
breastworms. Oh. You don't want that. It's a bad doctor.
Yeah, those are bad.
So you want your cans put in because you've seen yourself with cans and that gets you going.
Well, and also just like there's not a lot of people who I've talked to people and they'll be like, yeah, we'll do that. That's fine. And then they flake on you, right?
Sure.
Or it's like as soon as I am like, I warn them about the breast forms, and then they see the pictures, and then it's just ghosted. And I was like, okay.
But if you have some real nice cans.
By the way, Jay Gutentag, Lady J has chimed in and said, you're already a chick with a dick. You can make money. Why don't you just get it that way?
Oh, what? You mean the online stuff?
Sure.
Well, that's the problem is I throw my breast forms on for that, too, because I don't. If I can work up the nerve to do it online without my breast forms, I could probably make some money because the breast forms are a huge turnoff for other people.
Oh, okay. So take those off and know your audience there, Peyton.
Yeah, sounds like you're plenty confident.
Get on your OnlyFans and start working that up. $3,000 is nothing. I don't want to have you calling me every couple weeks on this show for the next 5 years to tell me you still got a wang. I want a toot sweet, baby. Let's get this going.
Okay, okay.
Set up a GoFundMe for him, and I guarantee you he won't have more than $3,000 next time we talk to him.
I can't wait to read the comments on that
GoFundMe. I'm here for the comments. Yeah.
I'm here for
that's the
show.
Thing. It's like it's gonna be all the ghouls, so it's gonna be like, ugh.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna be able to read this, Peyton. You're gonna have to just let it go.
My friend Chase says I'll support the GoFundMe if I'm first in.
And there's gonna be a lot of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. There's a line. Highest bidder.
Okay, highest bidder.
Do a drawing.
Highest bidder gets to take your femininity. Flower? Your flower. Your brand new manufactured Dr. Flower. Yeah?
Sounds like a plan, I guess.
All right, that's fantastic. Are you? Let me ask you this. Are you going to be a whore?
Thing, the GoFundMe.
Do you think when you get one?
A little bit.
You think you're going to whore it out? You're going to wreck it. You're going to wreck it.
So, Peyton, the texter is asking, have you ever thought about joining the military? That way Uncle Sam will pay for it.
Well, I'm getting close to where, well, actually, no, I'm still eligible for some branches, but the branch that I wanted to go in, I'm not eligible for.
Which is the
in
twink
less
branch?
Than a year. No, the Marines.
So join up now.
Yeah, it's what the Navy calls the twink branch.
The Navy are twinks. What are you talking about?
See, this is what I wanted to start. You wanted to be a Marine?
Uh-huh.
Because of hanging out with all the other guys?
No, because, like, Gunhilde and Largatha, you know?
Gunhilde
from
and
the
Largatha?
Vikings?
Oh, from...
There you go.
That's why you wanted to be a Marine?
Huh? That's the only time I've heard those names.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what Gunhilde and Largatha are. All right. Well, anyway. All right, Peyton. Well, what did you call for? It couldn't be to tell us about your wiener still.
I was going to say, with the MILF contest, you should have Jay, myself, and Brandon Lee as judges.
Well, if we still had a MILF contest, I would cancel it just on the idea of having the three of you in the same room.
Yeah, because there's no reason to have a contest at that point.
Now I'm going to fill out that form that says I'm uncomfortable showing up to this and take the day off. Although it would be fun to have you do that. You can be part of our would you like Peyton to be here for our Father's Day contest, which is the game? I think that's a great one. We might have you have to come down and judge that, Peyton.
Judge the Father's Day contest?
Yeah, we're going to do a thing for, you know, we do it every year. It was a man cave thing, but it's right on the Friday before Father's Day. And this year it's dedicated to Toledo, where all the guys are pretty much just an audition to be Toledo's new dad. And then we're going to give him a game. Mm. So I think you could come in and be Toledo's daddy. But you could be a judge.
Judge of the Toledo's dad?
Yeah, you get to pick Toledo's dad because you're good at picking fellas, I'm guessing.
Oh. Okay, that sounds fun.
All right, we'll work on that.
Now that Brett's here, I can tell Toledo apart. Like for
oh,
years,
you thought Eric and Toledo were the same.
I couldn't tell them apart. I didn't know which one was talking whenever they were like.
Yeah, all liberal cucks sound the same. I love his giggle. That was adorable. I got a little half heart. I'm not going to lie. That was cute. All right, Peyton. Good luck with everything, and your $3,000's good. Don't spend. What is the one thing in your budget you could cut back on to get us closer to this end game here? What do you spend too much money?
Well, I've pretty much bought two vehicles since I was 19. So
that's pretty good. So you're not spending on cars. Oh, car repair. So you got garbage cars.
Yeah. So
and you have to have both of them. Can't sell one.
No, he's
okay, so because one's a work vehicle. Okay. No.
Oh, you do have
two. I've always had two.
Right.
Since I was 19. When I was 21, I had three.
Okay.
I had two trucks. Actually, though, it was all trucks. Three trucks, but.
Nice. That's penis envy.
Yeah.
Big truck. I'm feeling bad about that. All right. Well, I don't know what to do. Cut back on some things and call back when you're at 5,000.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Peyton. Nice job. Thank you. There's Peyton.
$5,000.
Toledo, you have
Peyton
his email, right? No, it's going to be months.
Yeah.
You have his email, right? Because he sent us all those pictures that time.
I think so, yeah.
Like, we never even got to his issue.
Who cares? It's getting annoying. This issue just when he wanted to come in and meet Toledo, I think. So we'll arrange that. Who's next?
This is Manti.
Matt Manti?
Tail?
No, not
Manti
that.
Tail?
Manti Tail?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure
God.
He's back.
Is his girlfriend on the line, too? She'll stay quiet. Don't worry about it. Manti, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Very much so. Go ahead.
Okay. Old people in handicapped parking places. Are they really handicapped, or are they just old? I was at the grocery store the other day and watched as a young handicapped, probably a veteran, had to go from all the way to the back of the parking lot, because that was the only place he could get a spot, and wheel himself into the store. Meanwhile, all the handicapped parking places were taken up by old people with, and I knew they were old snowbirds because they all had Wisconsin and,
Illinois
license plates, the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say the
same. Are you really handicapped, or are you just old? Because eventually, we're all going to be old.
Right.
Right? Is that deserving of a handicapped parking spot?
Well, I think, yes. Yeah, I think it is. At a certain point, they've got so much wrong with them. Are you
John
gonna,
deserves they one had, now. Heck, they had something wrong with them, and they just re-upped it.
Yeah.
Because you can keep re-upping the...
They can't walk, and you don't want to pick them up out of the middle of the parking lot, and it's a liability to the Walgreens or wherever. But it is bad when you see somebody young who actually does need it, and some guy who's just kind of achy. But yeah, right. I mean, I park it. Do you park an expectant mother parking? I do that all the time.
So I'm 47 years old, and sometimes my knee hurts, sometimes my back hurts. Does that mean I get to park there?
No, it means you're being a baby.
Yeah.
You got aches and pains just like the rest of us because you're starting to get just old. But that doesn't make you handicapped. Handicapped is like you can't move.
Now, these people are walking. They don't have wheelchairs. They don't even have a cane. They just get out of their Cadillac Escalade, and they stroll their happy ass.
Yeah, it's usually a nice car. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
So what's the filter? How do we?
Yeah, what do you know?
How do we weed these people out?
You have to have some sort of
thing. Okay, so here's what you got to have. Parking designated for everybody. You need to have old people. If we have expected mothers parking,
right?
Why not old people parking?
Because right? I'd park in it. Have, like handicapped, there's a rule.
Disabled,
you'd have to have laws for all
veterans parking.
That is handicapped parking.
Yeah.
I think they do too much handicapped parking.
They have veterans parking like at Lowe's and stuff.
Yeah, they got loads of it. Yeah, and I think the expectant mothering.
Like 15% of all
it's
parking
huge.
Spots?
Yeah, they have to have it. Expectant mother parking or employee of the month stuff. I'm throwing my car right in there. It's not against the law. And expectant mothers, you need to walk some weight off anyway. Let's get that going. Get in the back of the parking lot and move.
So I have taken the stance where I'm just going to park wherever I want.
Yeah.
I am sitting right now as we speak. I am parked in front of a federal building in a handicap spot. And I'm just waiting for somebody to say something.
Don't tell me anymore.
You're going to have to pay the ticket. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
That's fine.
You can protest.
All right. Yeah, or beat up the old man that you think isn't handicapped. All right, we got to go. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
You have that space open for the kids in the minivan that use grandpa's handicap space.
Let the handicapped have their
space. Can
they
get better concert parking?
You got a real complaint with the expectant mother thing, because that's not a handicap. You just did that to yourself. One gulp and you don't have to park anywhere special. All of a sudden, it's my problem that you can't close your legs? You know, if they don't have expectant mother parking at Planned Parenthood, it doesn't belong at the drugstore either. Anything else?
We got Paul.
All right, Paul, are you there? Hurry. Go, Paul.
I'm here.
Turn your radio down.
How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
You guys touched on a subject before where I'm involved in a relationship with a woman who was married to a vet, and they're both from the UK. He was killed in Iraq 12 years ago, and we've got stuff all over the house. We have a house together in Chandler, and his flag that was on the coffin is in our living room. There's pictures everywhere.
Yeah, you're getting fed up. And
yeah, I just I'm trying to be compassionate about it, but
you can feel his finger in your butt every time you're in there. His ghost lives, right?
His stuff has an expiration date, is what you're saying.
His urn is in my closet.
In your closet? Like, there.
You don't feel like the champion in the relationship.
She's been drinking real heavy lately, and every time she gets drunk, she talks about it and cries and sobs, and I try to console her.
Yikes.
And I'm just...
Well, I'll tell you this.
At a loss. I feel like I can never amount to the things that this man accomplished.
You
he
can't.
Was a great man. I can't deny that.
You just have to embrace what you got yourself into, because you can't. There's no way.
Kids live close to us. Yeah.
You can't win the dead soldier battle with the regular guy thing. So you just have to step back and say, you know what, he was a great guy, and just tell her, I need you to feel that way about me.
And only she can pull herself out of that.
And exactly. You got to get her to therapy.
I made the frame for the flag because she had it in the closet for years and just didn't know what to do with it. And I suggested, hey, this is pretty common to do this, and I can make it easily.
Do you get jealous?
And I made one for her. I do.
Yeah.
I don't like to admit that, but I do get jealous.
I understand that. You're not getting all the attention.
Yeah, you want some attention.
Yeah, you feel replaceable. Here's the thing you have to do.
I make decent money on my job, and she's got death benefits till the rest of her husband. On his first tour, he stepped on an IUD, and he couldn't return as service, so he got hired on as a private security company with an armored division transporting supplies and foods. And that's where he stepped on. He had a huge insurance policy. She's taken care of for life. Her checks come in every month.
So does that bother you?
I can't compete financially.
I was going to say, does it bother you that
puts me on,
he's still paying for things?
Money. I mean, yeah. I'm at 68 grand a year, which is it's not crazy, but it's decent money.
Sure.
And she bags on me about not being able to afford to go on trips and things of that nature. And
all right.
So you can't compare my income to yours. That's not fair.
Paul?
And then she just pulls the, I lost my husband. And
hey, Paul.
Nothing fair.
I can tell this about you right now. You want to talk to somebody about this. Mm-hmm. So you need to find out. Take some of that 68 grand and go talk to a therapist about this. There's no shame in that. And
yeah, she suggested that.
You need
that
to.
We go to therapy.
Yeah.
No, you.
Hold on.
Man.
You, Paul. You. Hold on. Don't say any more. And ask yourself this question. Are you happy in this situation? Because it doesn't sound like you are, and you have to try to fix that. I hate to cut you off because we got to run, but I'm sorry you're going through
this. I don't want to cut her loose, but yeah.
You're in a thruple, man.
I'll take that advice.
Yeah. Good luck. And
that's
let us
a good
know.
Point.
Yeah.
Thruple.
Yeah. He's in a thruple.
Thanks, guys.
The dead guy. And you can't. Kurt Cobain has a reputation of being one of the greatest musicians of all time based on two records. Had he not died, we'd probably find out Kurt wasn't that great over time. So, you know, time, when you die young, you're automatically more heroic. And especially when you die as a hero young. And you can't compete with that. No. You married that. If you marry a girl who's got that history, you marry that history. And that's not easy. I wouldn't want to get in that.
No. And,
sorry, Paul. Last one, quickly.
Last but not least, President John.
It goes all over the place with these fireside chats, doesn't it? We got a guy in the middle of a transition. We got a guy in a thruple with a ghost. And now we've got this half-black, half-white president who's going to yell at Brady about guns, I'm guessing. Go ahead, John.
Hey, man, how you know what I'm going to say already?
Because you're black. You're very predictable.
Hey, I got a question for you. Are you holding a gun
What's
now?
Yeah.
Which hand is the gun in and which hand is the chicken in?
I'm holding my phone, so I guess to white people, yeah, I got a gun. I guess so.
Brady thinks you have a
gun. Why is that guy talking into his gun?
It's what our eyes do as
That's
white.
That's a cool gun.
As white people, the second your hand is gripping something, we assume gun.
Man, you know what? I was going to come down there and camcord the race, too, but now I think I won't because Brady's going to be off the mess, so he's going to think I got a gun on him.
That's probably a good thing because the owner of that camcorder might show up and we'd have real trouble.
Just don't hold your phone sideways.
Yeah, the camcorder would have been on a 45-degree angle because everything's crooked.
Or maybe I should show up there and hold my phone towards Brady. He might end up bolting off. Put a bet on Brady.
If you showed up, John, if you showed up and pointed anything at Brady, he's going to run fast.
Yeah. I saw my tattoo of Zellner on my wiener. That'll make him run.
I've
seen nothing that big.
What was your comment towards Brady? Go ahead. You had to have something.
No, that was it. It was just if I could hold my phone and camcord Brady, if he'll run fast or not, because I want to put a bet on him.
That's a beautiful thing.
Hey, Holmberg.
Yes, sir.
So I was wondering, do you guys really want to see what a real athlete and a non-athlete looks like?
Yes.
Because I'll run against them and be done in about a second, and then we can watch them 5 minutes later.
Well, we're not going to put Brady against a black guy in a foot race. What are you, crazy?
With a gun in his hand. You think we're going to put forth effort?
Are you nuts? What's the matter with you? Why would we even waste anybody's time?
One of the funniest things we've ever seen is how slow Brady really is.
Yeah, if we played Hey Brady Catch Up to That Black Guy, I'd be like,
that's all right. I'll stay right here. He can keep running.
With his gun.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you think we could get your great-grandma to set up that that GoFundMe for that dude?
Oh, yeah, my grandparents will be all over. You remember everything. My grandma is spinning right now based on that call.
Jen, why are you talking to that man-girl?
All right, President John, thank you, as always, a treat. I'm surprised you're awake. Go back to sleep. Your job starts probably at 1. Your job.
I know, man. The Wi-Fi took over again. I'm at work. I should not be here, man.
Yeah, this is way too early.
Man, I tell you what.
What white guy quit that made it so you had to get up early?
You know what? Hey, one last thing. Man, I wish I had white people's problems, just have to worry about a handicap spot. I got to worry about bills and
getting shot.
Food stamps coming in on the 1st and 15th. About to give me some. You get about some... to give me some pancake in a cup.
That's tomorrow.
Chop down the rotten. The rotten apple aisle. I shopped down the same aisle as him. As Nick Toledo.
Your first and 15th. Aisle. You get your food tomorrow. Congratulations. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
All right, John. We'll talk to you. I love that guy. Yeah.
Nicholas has a great suggestion for Peyton.
Oh, that's great.
Nicholas' suggestion for Peyton is make an NFT of your wang before it's chopped off.
Wow. Great idea. And after.
And after.
NFTs.
Double NFTs.
Working on it. Once porn gets involved, we'll know. Well, there you go. Those are your fireside chats, complete with the saddest call we've had in a while.
Yeah,
I know John cleaned it up.
He is down. Paul is.
He just wants to talk to somebody.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's calling us to say, I want to talk. That's the tough thing. You marry that situation, and then the dude.
You think after a while.
But the worst part is the dude's still paying for things.
Yeah.
The ghost is still paying.
Yep. Yeah.
His checks come in. And the ghost makes more than you. You feel like you'd feel like less than a man. This hero passes away, and you marry his wife, and everything's good. And then over time, you realize he's still making more than me. She loves him more than me. That's tough. But you're married. You got to talk to somebody about that. Definitely. No shame in that. And let the ghost pay for that too.
Yeah.
And take some of that ghost money and go see a therapist. That's why I couldn't. People always say that when I say, well, you always talk about how you'd never date a girl with kids and stuff. That's almost ghosty, too. Like, to me, I know that kid is always going to be her favorite. And I've said it a million times.
You're always second fiddle.
I'm always second fiddle. And I don't know that my ego can handle that. I'm aware of that. I don't like being the second favorite thing in the house.
No one does.
I know, but you are the second you get involved with somebody and their kid, unless you bring one with.
And that's the way it should be, though.
I mean, totally agree. Totally agree with that.
Yep,
and you also have that deadbeat that's not paying attention to the kid somewhere in the picture.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get involved in it. I'm too insecure and selfish and everything else. And women get mad at me when I say, like, women are fine with you. I'm like, yeah, fine, but I don't want to date you because that's a big trouble. Bunch of red flags for the relationship. I don't think I could get involved with a gold star wife.
No.
I don't think I could do it. I would always be trying
he goes back after he steps on a mine.
Oh, no, the dude's a double hero.
Yeah.
And I thought he said an IUD at first. I'm like, was that an expectant mother parking?
Because
I stepped on an IUD at expectant mother. I'm like, this is the problem. You got to get that thing surgically implanted. It can't just tumble out. We got a entertainment drill coming up in just a minute. And then, of course, the Guadalupe Squares are right around the corner, I think. Is Jeremy even here?
Yeah, it's Carter.
We got to get on that. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.